just past 9 o'clock. That means it's time for the Hot 3 with Honor Credit Union. Stacy's joining us today. And Stacy, you always do all these things to make me feel like I'm an adult.
I'm here to help you, Johnny.
I don't know how that's even possible because I still struggle with everything that has to do with adulting. And you're here to talk about mortgage.
Yes.
And mortgages, which I don't even know how that stuff works.
It's such a grown-up word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, specifically, I'm here to talk about, should you rent or should you buy a house?
That's always a big question for me because I've never bought a house. I have always rented, and I've thought that this is the good way to go. This is what I should be doing. So that I'm not tied down with a house and having to keep it. What say if I moved or did something like that, or, you know, had kids and the house is not big enough for me anymore. So what is the best idea?
I think you're asking the right questions. I think you're on the right track because one of the things that you have to consider as you're growing up and becoming an adult, and if you want to buy or rent, is your mobility. So if you need the freedom to be able to move within 30 days notice, probably renting is still the best option for you. I know it's a seller's market right now, so you probably could sell your house pretty quickly. But still, if you want that freedom and that flexibility, right, maybe you're moving, maybe you want to change careers, maybe you're transitioning, then really renting probably still is the best option for you. So I think you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Now, when it comes time and you're ready to settle down, then you might want to look at the other option.
Now you're starting to sound like my mother. My mom says that same stuff. Why are you renting so long? Why are you doing that? And I'm like, well, because you know what happens? Say, you know, I move.
Right.
Or I lose my job or something like that. I gotta look elsewhere.
Sure. So if you're thinking about being in the same spot, you know, for 3 years or more, 3, 4, 5 years, then you might want to look at buying because there are some definite advantages to buying.
Sure.
With renting, you aren't putting any of that money down towards equity, right? So you're not building up that value. Also, with buying right now with the rates that are still pretty good for folks out there, a lot of people pay less per month for their mortgage payment, for their house payment to own a house than they do for rent. So that's a definite advantage as well. And then it's an investment. So it's going to increase in value, hopefully, and then you'll be able to sell that off and maybe move up to the next step. So there are definitely some questions you need to ask yourself. So for the listeners out there, here are 3 questions you should ask yourself. Is your long-term income stable? So if you've got a pretty stable job, yes, all right, then I think you're in the good position to buy. No, maybe you want to stick around and rent. Are you going to stick around? Speaking of that, if you're going to be around in the area and you're not looking to be super mobile, then buying might be a good option. And then lastly, what's the money situation? Because it's not just like you're putting down a security deposit like you do when you're renting. And then when you're renting, if something breaks, you just have a phone number and you call and it's maintenance.
Right.
They come over and they fix it for you. If you're a homeowner, you got to put some money away in that emergency fund because what if the furnace goes out or what if you have a leaky roof? Or so money is definitely an option. Also, you're going to have to put that down payment, even though there are great financing options available at Honor Credit Union that would are especially good for first-time home buyers. But so those are some questions you should ask.
Wonderful. And that's great stuff. And a lot of those questions can be answered by all the wonderful mortgage people that you have, mortgage officers. What is the exact term? It's like
mortgage loan originator is the official term, but I call them lenders.
Yeah, okay.
Because no one's saying mortgage loan originator, MLO. No one says that. So call your lender. And we have local lenders who live in the communities that we serve. All of our decisions at Honor are made locally, and we have the flexibility to do that. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We will make it work for you and for your situation. And if you're looking and you're thinking, all right, I think I'm ready, I need to find a lender, go on. We have a newly revamped mortgage page on our website. It's pretty awesome. So honorcu.com/mortgage, and out there we have the bios and the pictures of all of our local lenders.
That's great.
You can search by your location. So all of our 24 locations, we have lenders.
Wonderful. And where can we go to find all that information about all that stuff?
Always honorcu.com, and follow us on Facebook.
All right, Stacy, thank you for joining us for the Hot 3 with Honor Credit Union. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see ya.